Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. I'm, of course, William Ramo. What's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? What's going on, Will?
Hey, not much. You know, just a typical doldrums Sunday evening. And, you know, we're going to lead off with a little baseball. We're going to talk about how the Mets are doing against the Nationals right now. As the game's going on, we'll shift gears to Yankee preview series that's going to go down at 8 o'clock tonight.
Yep.
Then we'll talk a little bit about the, you know, the MetLife Snoopy Bowl, you know, the exhibition game between Giants and Jets. We'll talk a little bit about that.
For sure.
We'll talk a little bit about sports entertainment and, oh, and also another MLB news that we should also discuss is the Melky Cabrera thing. But of course, you know, as usual, at the end of the show, you know, we'll talk a little sports entertainment, preview the SummerSlam event that's coming out 2 hours or so.
Oh, yeah.
And, folks, you know the deal. You know, we talk sports, entertainment, and everything else. So give us a call, 917-388-3811. 4189. That's 917-388-4189. So, get your voice heard. So, before I discuss about the Mets, which they're losing right now to the National 5-1, they're losing 5-1 to the Nationals right now in the seventh. And but first, I'm gonna talk about the Melky Cabrera situation. As you all know, everybody, Melky Cabrera, he got suspended for 50 games for being tested positive in performance enhancing drugs. So obviously he's being suspended by it. And at first he seemed like he was being honest. You know, he came out straightforward and said, he apologized to the fans. He apologized to his teammates, San Francisco Giants. You know, he admitted that he took, performance-enhancing drugs, and, he's going to take the punishment. He's not going to appeal it or anything. So it seemed like, he was being, being honest, straightforward about him, doing wrong. Well, unfortunately, it's been revealed in the news today that Cabrera, he paid somebody or hired somebody to make a fake website to pretend
this is a new story?
Yes, this is a story I found out today.
What the hell?
Yeah, man, he pretended that he created a fake website so when MLB would look, they would see that what he took was legal.
Wow.
I guess to prove that this is a mistake, but MLB caught on to it, and, I guess that's what led to him to, fess up and, take responsibility for him taking the thing. And if you remember, when it first went down, we didn't approve of him taking the performance-enhancing drugs. I mean, he's cheating, but at least, I gave him credit that at least he was upfront and honest that he did it.
Right.
And then act like he took something that he didn't know, but little did we know, he created a fake website to show that he did take a legitimate, thing, prescription, whatever he was taking that made him have a high level of testosterone in his system. So,
well, what's the point of that? Like, what's the point of creating a fake website, though? I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
I mean, that's kind of stupid. I mean, I don't know how did he expect them to fall for it? Was he saying, it's a legitimate assumption. You don't believe me? Go on that website or something. I don't know. How did he know they would go on the website? I mean, did he tell them he found out from this website? And then, I mean, come on, man. I mean, the MLB is making a bunch of money. I mean, I'm sure they can hire experts to find out if something's fake or not. I mean,
right.
What was the point of that? What was the point of that?
Wow.
He just incriminated himself even more.
I'm shocked by this.
I was shocked myself too, and I thought he was at least being straightforward. Originally, that he did it. He's not gonna appeal or anything. I mean, sure,
right.
What he did was dishonest, taking performance enhancing drugs. Obviously, we know his reasons. I mean, he wanted to make more money, being a free agent this coming season. But I mean, come on, the dude should have just been. He shouldn't have took it to begin with. And second of all, create a fake website. I mean, that just pretty much shows that you know what you're doing.
Yeah, I've kind of lost a little respect for him there. I mean, I thought this guy, I thought his season was legit. I thought, he was improving as a player, coming into his own. But now all of that is, questionable because of the, this whole... this whole situation with him taking with his test coming out positive for performance enhancing drugs and now a website to prove that you're innocent and not even a legit website, a fake website. Come on.
I mean, it's a joke. I mean, it's seriously a joke. I mean, what was he thinking?
I'm disappointed.
I'm disappointed too. I mean, what was that all about? I mean, that's the problem with these rich celebrities and athletes, man. They surround themselves with a bunch of yes men who tell them whatever they say or do is right, and then afterwards they get themselves in more trouble. While you know, these opportunistic people, you know, leech off them and don't care what happens to them. I mean,
right.
It's a joke. I thought it was a legitimate thing, but now it raises the question. Now every time when someone does, I mean, I thought out of the steroid era, you know what I mean, where you could start maybe believing that, you know, some of these guys, when they have career years, they're not doing stuff, but
right.
I guess it'll always be that white flag. I mean, look at one guy who's never been, you know, mentioned in steroid talks or performance enhancing talks, and, you know, I'm pretty sure before I even tell you the name, I'm pretty sure me and you and a lot of people listening, you know, at home don't think he would ever take stuff, so.
Right.
But look at a guy who's having a great career. I mean, he's in his late 30s. I'm pretty sure you know who I'm talking about. Take one look.
Cheater.
Exactly, man. This guy hit his 250th home run. Congratulations to him, you know.
Jeter does do performance-enhancing drugs, but it's not steroids or HGH. It's legal. And it has to do with a woman's body parts. That's all I got to say.
I know what you were getting at. But I mean, congratulations to him. You know, he has 200. I mean, I was surprised he has, 250. I know he's been in the league for, like, what, 17 years or so?
Mm-hmm, yep.
But, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy that when people, especially when people are up in their late 30s, you know, and they're doing, like, unbelievable numbers, I mean, the numbers, you know, kind of, you know, make you wonder. I mean, not him, of course, but I'm just saying generally speaking because,
yeah.
I mean, he seemed like a, you know, a legit player. He, you know. I was kind of surprised, to be honest with you, he had 250. I'd say, I would have thought he'd be, like, in the hundreds.
Right.
I mean, like, maybe 130, maybe.
Yep.
But, you know, congrats to him, you know.
Yeah, Jeter's the man. I mean, he's definitely a Hall of Famer, both a Yankee and a MLB baseball Hall of Famer,
yep.
I should say. And had a great career. Over 3,000 hits. He's consistent, batting 300 every year.
Yeah.
Five girls pregnant. This guy does it all.
He's your Hall of Famer on and off the field.
Indeed.
I mean, this guy, I mean, he has five, oh, crap. Mets is going to hit a double play here.
Oh.
Mets was trying to threaten, but. They have the Nationals just turned a double play here. Let's see. It's a 5. What is that? 5-4-3 double play. So you know, Nationals are, you know, they prevent the Mets from trying to come back here. So the score is still 5-1, top of the seventh. But I mean. I guess I'll talk about the Yankees here, and then I'll go a little bit back to the Mets here. The Yankees are gonna play tonight against Boston. The series is split 1-1. The rubber match is tonight.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be a good
Yankees.
One.
Oh yeah, definitely.
As a lot of controversy surrounding the Red Sox these days.
Oh yeah, I was definitely gonna get to that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yankees lost 4-1. Yankees won the first game yesterday, Friday. What was that? The final score again?
I think it was a 4-1 because, you know, Phelps pitched really good. He pitched really good, but we just didn't score runs off of Lester. You know, Lester, He's for his career, for the most part, he's had a good career against the Yankees, but his last, I would say, 4 or 5 starts against the Yankees haven't been good, but yesterday he was on his game, and he pitched a really good game, and we only could score one run, so we ended up losing that game yesterday. And tonight's the rubber game. Who goes tonight? Let me see. I think it might be Nova or Kuroda. Let me check here on the MLB website.
And what was the score of Friday's game? I know you guys lost yesterday 4-1, but what was the score for Friday's game, the one that you won?
Let me see. That I have to check also.
Was it 10-5 or something? I'm trying to remember.
Let's see. I know Swisher's been... Yeah, I know Swisher had a good game.
Yeah.
Let me see here.
Well, while you get to that, I guess I'll talk to you about the Red Sox controversy. Of course, some of you folks know that Bobby V and a lot of the players in Red Sox aren't getting along, and it's been a year-long struggle between Bobby V and the players. And Yukalis, and some of them, apparently recently, about 17 players marched into the Red Sox organization and pretty much demanded that Bobby V gets fired.
Yeah.
And apparently one of them sent a text message in Adrian Gonzalez's cell phone, but it wasn't him. And one of the rumors is stating that it's the new current Met, Kelly Shopik, who might have did it. But Kelly Shopik denies that it was him.
Oh, wow.
And Kelly Shopik was recently acquired from the Mets in the waiver, the trade waiver deadline, because, of course, the regular non-waiver trading deadline is July 31st.
Right.
So Mets acquired Kelly Shopik. He hit his first career home run, Met home run this year. His sixth overall this season. Apparently he's part of the controversy, this recent Bobby V controversy, allegedly. What's your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I mean, that whole Red Sox thing, I mean, the Red Sox organization, they let the players have too much control, man, seriously. Like, the players over there, I mean, it's like they run the asylum, you know. They got Francona to leave last year because of that whole collapse that happened.
Yeah,
which
they're blaming. Oh, I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Oh, no, I was just going to say, and the whole players eating chicken and drinking beer in the clubhouse. I mean, it's absurd what's going on in that organization right now.
Yeah, you stole the words right out of my head. I was just about to mention the whole beer and chicken incident.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are blaming them for doing it. I mean, obviously they shouldn't be drinking, you know, while they're, you know, playing the game. I mean, they should just wait after the game, you know, and did it. But.
Mm-hmm. And Beckett is a bum, man. Like, I heard now that, you know, he's been getting booed recently because of his bad starts, man. Like, Boston fans right now, they're not too happy with him. You know, he's really hated right now in Beantown.
Yeah, that shows you, I mean, how things can change. I mean, this guy was pretty much the ace along with Schilling that brought them those championships. So, shows you how bad he's been. And another guy, John Lackey, man, I mean, who's another culprit of this whole chicken and beer thing. I mean, this guy is totally classless. I mean, apparently he broke up with his wife because she had cancer. Wasn't she pregnant or something also? I can't remember what they said.
I don't know, that contract was a bad contract right there.
Yeah, it was. And at the time, you know, because he was good with the Angels, I was thinking, you know, hey, Mets should go after him, you know, because,
yeah,
you know, he could be a good number two guy after Santana. But
thank God
I'm not a GM, because I would have been saddled with this contract and this malcontent also.
Yeah.
I mean, it just goes, it just shows you what type of bonehead he is on and off the field. I mean, when he should have been, you know, faithful to his wife in her situation, he just dumped her. Oh, yeah, by the way, he also said the whole banning beer and the beer and chicken in the clubhouse, you know, he said it's, you know, I guess he said the R word because, you know, some people are offended, you know, mentally challenged,
yeah.
You know, banning it, so.
Right. He's a R word. Dumbass.
He is. But, you know, it's crazy, man. What happened to the Red Sox? I mean, Red Sox, they went from the underdogs, the idiots, to all the way to, like, the Evil Empire Part 2, and now they're sliding. They're free-falling, man. It's crazy what could happen in a couple of years, just like the Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to be a powerhouse, and now they're, you know, the Marlins were saying before the season started that they wanted to compete with the Phillies, but right now it looks like they are because they're both competing for last place right now.
Yeah. Surprisingly, the Nationals have been like the beast of that that AL East, the NL East, I should
say. They're like Bam Bam Bigelow or something.
Yeah.
They're the beast from the East. I mean, yeah, they're unstoppable.
Yep.
Unbelievable. And update on the Mets game, bottom 7, still 5-1, two outs in the bottom 7th. Nationals are still in control. Zimmerman's at the plate right now as we speak. And the Mets, you know, they're trying to win this rubber game. They had a brilliant performance by Nice. He won, I think, 7 1/3 inning.
Mm-hmm.
He gave up no runs. And Ike Davis, I believe in the 7th, he hit a 2-run home run. And as I'm speaking, Zimmerman just hits an extra base hit, and he's going to slide without a throw to second base.
Right.
He hits a double off Edgen. And but back to what I was saying yesterday, Ike Davis hit a 2-run home run off Edwin Jackson, who was the Tough Luck loser, after pitching brilliantly against the Mets. He struck out like over 10 Mets. But thanks to Ike Davis, they were able to, you know, get the win. And Frank Francisco actually had a 1-2-3 save.
Mm, okay.
And before that, Frank Francisco, he had two horrible outings that Roush saved them from being a blown save. And one of the outings, Mets had like a 5-0 lead, and Roush had to bail him out because he allowed three or four runs, and they almost tied the game on the Mets, tied and took the lead on the Mets, but Roush saved them the two previous times before yesterday.
Oh, cool.
So, pretty much these Nationals are, they're not playing.
Yeah, they're definitely not, but I don't get the fact that they're going to shut Strasburg out for the entire postseason.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, don't they want to win a championship?
I totally agree with you, man. If they really wanted to shut him down, they should have managed him in a way that when he comes up, he'll continue the entire season and then go into the playoffs.
Right.
Instead of starting him for the season and then shutting him down, it literally makes no sense to me. I understand they want to preserve his arm, but this isn't the arcades, man. This is for the World Series.
Right.
I mean, what's more important, winning the division or winning the World Series?
Well, the World Series, man. Come on.
I mean,
Nationals never
won the World Series, obviously. I mean,
they should
arrest them up or at least make them, you know, give them a break and then, you know, let them pitch in the in the postseason or close to September or so. But they look really serious. They're going to stop them at the 160 mark, inning mark. So, I mean, shoot. I just wish Mets was in the playoff race, you know.
Right.
But this looks like a dumb move to me. But give kudos to the Nationals. I think I said like a year or two ago that the Nationals aren't playing. I mean, they got Strasburg, they got Harper. You know, they got some good young guys, good pitching. They're gonna eventually challenge. Obviously, I didn't think they were gonna challenge this year, but like maybe, you know, 2 or 3 years from now, I thought they'd, you know, be a very good team. But they put it together this year, man. They're making a believer out of me now.
Yeah, they're really good.
Unfortunately.
They're really good.
Yeah, and speaking of really good, let's shift gears to your Giants. As yet again, the Giants clobbered the Jets in an exhibition match, 26-3. You know, pretty much you guys dominated us. And believe me, the Christmas Eve, I still get nightmares from that game. So I don't know what the Jets are doing. I don't know if they tried to, because, man, they better hope the Wildcat offense works this season.
Yeah.
They're like the only team I think in NFL in the preseason who hasn't scored a touchdown yet. So,
yeah.
Hopefully, the third game coming up, they can try to score. You know, here. I mean, I know it's
right.
An exhibition, so I'm not panicking. But I mean, they need to at least show up. I mean, you know, they talked a good game like they did Christmas Eve when it really counted, and you know they lost.
Right.
Apparently the Giants are in their heads right now. I mean, I'm not talking about this year. I'm not talking about yesterday's game. I'm talking about last year, because that's when it really counted. So the only time I'm really going to care about Jets, you know, beating the Giants is, you know, in a regular season. And most importantly, if we ever have this Meadowlands Super Bowl. I'm talking about Giants versus Jets. So.
Yeah, I don't take the preseason. I don't really like. I watch some of it, but I don't take it seriously. But it was a good game yesterday. You know, Giants played good defense, and yeah, the offense looked okay. But you know, I still can't take it seriously. I mean, the real games begin when the regular season officially starts, and that's when you should start paying attention, and that's when. You know, you'll know who's starting and who's not. You know, right now you have a bunch of players who are basically trying out for these teams. So
exactly. Yeah, that's the only reason why you should watch preseason games for any sports. You watch it for the veterans who's trying to make your team. You know, trying to preserve their career, and you know, trying to make it to your team, make it on your team, or a young guy who's trying to make it. Other than that, with the regular guys, I mean, it really doesn't matter. It's just warm up for them.
Right, exactly.
And shifting gears lastly, man, Raw. I'm trying to remember what happened on Raw, because I know we're going to talk about the SummerSlam. Oh, right. Of course, how could I forget? Brock Lesnar, he attacked Shawn Michaels. And the only thing I didn't like about it is that when they were in the parking lot, when he was supposedly attacking Shawn Michaels, the camera magically got knocked down and it went to black and all you hear is sound effects. I mean, I don't know if they thought it was like a 1920s silent movie or something. I mean, I'd like to see them at least pretend like he was being hit. But
yep.
They did redeem themselves when he came back inside the ring with him, you know, inside the ring with him in a fireman press.
Right.
And then he delivered the F5 and then put him in that Kamari, however you call that arm submission move that he had, that he broke Triple H's arm, and of course he broke Shawn Michaels' arm also.
Right.
So I mean, tonight, man, that's the big match, man. Who you think? Let's start off with that. Who you think's gonna win?
Well, a tough one. Which match are you starting off with first?
Let's jump right into the main course. Let's talk about Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar versus Triple H. Who do you think is going to win?
Think, I think Brock Lesnar is going to win that.
I want Brock Lesnar to win, but I think Triple H is going to win. You know.
Oh really?
It would make perfect sense for Brock Lesnar to win because they build him up to be you know the beast and stuff like that, and you know, he hasn't won a match. I mean, this year, since he's returned, I mean, he only had that epic match with John Cena at Extreme Rules, but he hasn't fought yet. He hasn't fought. This is his second match since 2004, WrestleMania 20. So,
right.
They have. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, Triple H is, you know, has a rumor of having an ego, not, you know, putting guys over.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully, for business sake, he'll lose to Brock Lesnar, because if Brock Lesnar is 0-2, I mean, this whole return is kind of a joke when you think about it.
Exactly.
Yeah, he hurts people. Yeah, that's true, but he doesn't win. And speaking of not winning the big one, there's the Jericho versus Dolph Ziggler. That's going to be a great match right there. And you
that's
know,
going to be a good one. I think that Jericho's going to beat the crap out of him.
Yeah, I think so too. I think Jericho will win. But then again, I could see, you know, Jericho who literally put over all the talent in WWE this, you know, for the past couple of years, especially this year. I don't even think he's won a pay-per-view at all. I mean, he lost Royal Rumble, he lost WrestleMania. I mean, he lost the Money in the Bank. He lost pretty much all the pay-per-view events. So, I mean, now he's Y2J. You know, he's going back to the old gimmick, which, you know, pretty much is his best gimmick, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I hope he wins.
I hope so, too. I think he will.
I hope so. I think he will win. I mean, Dolph Ziggler doesn't lose anything because it's not like his Money in the Bank briefcase is on the line. So Jericho should win, I would assume. Let's see what else is there. They're going to preview the Antonio Cesaro with Santino on YouTube, like at 7:30. So that's before the SummerSlam event. I think Cesaro will win. I mean, he has a great finisher, a good gimmick. I mean, how long has Santino been holding on to the title anyway? I forgot. Didn't he win at Raw?
It's been a while now.
Maybe? I don't even remember when he won it.
Wow, it's been a while.
Yeah. So, I mean, I assume Cesaro will finally win his first title. And Intercontinental title, it's The Miz who won the Intercontinental title at the Raw 1000 versus
mm-hmm.
Rey Mysterio, who's, I believe, trying to be a 3-time Intercontinental champion.
Yep.
I think they're going to leave it with Miz. I mean, Rey Mysterio winning the Intercontinental title again is not going to really do anything for him.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
So I think right now Rey might win the next pay per view event, but right now I think Miz is going to hold on to the Intercontinental title.
Yeah, because he just captured the title like a month ago. I mean, come on.
Yeah, on the Raw 1000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Is the tag team match on? Is R-Truth and Primetime Players going to fight today?
Yes. R-Truth and Kofi, they're going to fight the Primetime Players, remember?
Okay. You know what? I think Primetime Players will win, even though I do like R-Truth and Kofi.
Players are going to win the championship.
Yeah. It would have been better if AW was still in there, but... No, he did say those crazy stuff, so, you know, that's why he's not there.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I picked Primetime Players. I mean, Kofi and R-Truth proved to be, a good tag team together. I mean, they're not all-time great, obviously, you know, not like the old-school ones, but they proved to be a pretty good one. Apparently, you know, especially in the PG era, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, they've been a very good tag team together.
Yep, definitely.
Let's see what else is there. I guess I will just go. Okay, Sheamus versus Alberto Del Rio.
I think Sheamus is going to win this one.
I think Sheamus is going to win too because I mean, sure, he's had a decent reign, but to me, I feel like he's being force-fed to people. I mean, this is clearly his best one as a champion, better than his other two or three title reigns he's had. But, yeah, I think Sheamus is going to win. I prefer Daniel Bryan to beat him eventually to get his revenge, but Daniel Bryan is like in purgatory right now. He's like between – who is he? He's going to fight against Kane again, and maybe Charlie Sheen might pop up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Yep.
But you never know about that. So that's but with that, Daniel Bryan versus Kane, wow. You know what? I'd prefer Daniel Bryan, but I think they'll make Kane beat him.
You know, I think Daniel Bryan is going to win, too. I think Daniel Bryan is going to win, yeah.
I
think Daniel Bryan is going
to. I want Daniel Bryan to win, but I think they're going to make Kane win for some reason. Unless if he gets some interference or something.
I don't know. I think Daniel's going to win it somehow, some way.
I hope so. Let's see. What else is there? Yeah, I guess we'll go straight to the triple threats: CM Punk, Big Show, Cena. I think let's say it together: 1, 2, 3. Cena. Oh,
Cena.
Hey, who are you?
Cena. Sorry, I had to think a little bit, but yeah, Cena. Cena. Sorry. I'm on the fence. I think CM Punk may still – I think he may retain the title, but then again, I could see Cena winning it, you know, so.
Yeah, this right here will determine who Rock will most likely face, even though we are, like, I don't know, 4 months away from the Royal Rumble, 4 or 5 months away from the Royal Rumble. But most likely, unless there's a quick change, either it's going to be CM Punk retaining or Cena taking the title off him. You know?
Yeah. To be honest with you, I'm on the fence. I'm 50-50 on what's gonna happen tonight. And that's
yeah. I know that, and that's bad because this is it should be a 33% because Big Show's in this match too, and this guy's supposed to be the Big Show,
uh-huh.
dominant athlete, and
no
one's even we don't even think he has a shot of winning.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you know,
it's either gonna be CM Punk or John Cena.
What you saying?
It's either going to be CM Punk or John Cena.
Yeah, I hope Punk wins, but, you know, I think Cena's going to win.
Yeah.
And if I have my choice between Cena or Punk, I'd want Punk to be made to block at WrestleMania. Which is another one.
It'd be better that way.
Another episode of Wonder and Legend, along with Paul and Matthew. I am William Ramos.